Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Shlishi and Parshas Vayera. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor, ani Hashem daber el paro melech Mitzrayim v'eskol asher ani dover elecha. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, I am Hashem, speak to paro melech, king of Mitzrayim, all of the things that I tell, I say to you. Rashi says this is a backtracking up to Pasuk Yud Aleph, where Hashem has told him to go speak to paro. And what does it say, Ani Hashem? It's worthwhile for me to send you on my mission. Yomer Moshe lifnei Hashem, hen ani aral sasayim ve'ech yishma elai paro. And Moshe responded to Hashem, I'm of stuffed lips, I'm of heavy lips. How is paro going to listen to me? This is reflecting on Pasuk Yud Beis, when Moshe said before, Paro's not going to listen to me. Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me. Paro's not going to listen to me either. Vayom Hashem el Moshe v'reina saticha elokim paro v'aron achicha yihye neviecha. And Hashem said to Moshe, behold, I'm placing you as an Elohim to Paro, and Aaron will be your prophet. Rashi says, what exactly does this mean? He's taking a very interesting word to describe what Moshe's relationship is going to be with Paro. So Rashi says that the word Elohim here means a judge. And a judge and also the one who's going to mete out the punishment as a mighty one. Like the B'nai Elohim in Bereishis, that it's a designation of stature and a position of power. And the Navi, so Rashi says that Navi here means a translator from the word Niv Sfasayim, the words of the mouth. Niv is the utterance in speech, and it's Aaron's job to take Moshe's speech and to translate it to Paro. V'yata sedabra esko asher tzaveka, v'aron achicha yedaber el Paro, v'shilach es b'nei Yisrael me'arzo. And you shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron, your brother, will say it to Paro to send Bnei Yisrael from his land. Rashi says, Moshe, you will say it exactly as you heard it from me, and Aaron will explain, use a hamlatza, use a different methods of explaining what the message is, so that it should be understood and appreciated by Paro. Vani Aksha as Lev Paro, Verbesi as Ososai, Vesmofsai, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And I will harden the heart of Paro, and I will increase my signs and my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, asks the question which is really present amongst all the Mefarshim, if Kadosh Baruch Hu is strengthening Paro's heart, then how does Paro have any free will? Rashi says it's not easy for Paro to come back and to do tshuva, and it's good that Hashem is hardening his heart, or that there should be more signs in order that everyone should see his power. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is making an example out of Mitzrayim, so the Bnei Yisrael should also listen to him, as is, so much is discussed in the Navi, when Chalila Bnei Yisrael are not hearing the message, and the example of Mitzrayim is brought up. Similarly, Rashi concludes with the fact that if you look carefully, he says, you won't find that Hashem is hardening Paro's heart until the very end, in the latter five plagues. For lo yishma echem Paro, v'nasati es yadi b'mitzrayim, v'otsesi es tzvosai, es ami b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'shvatim gedolim. Paro will not listen to you, and I will place my hand Mitzrayim, and I will take out my multitudes, my nation Israel, the land of Mitzrayim, with great wonders and signs. Rashi says when it says my hand, it literally means my hand to give them the plagues. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem tosi es yadi al Mitzrayim v'otzesi es b'nei Yisrael mitocham. And Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem when I lift up my hand on Mitzrayim and I take out Bnei Yisrael from amongst them. V'yaz Moshe v'aron kasher tziva Hashem, sam kena asu. And Moshe and Aaron did what Hashem commanded them. That is what they did. Moshe ben Shmonim Shana v'Aaron ben Shalosh Shmonim Shana v'Dabram El Paro. And Moshe was 80 and Aaron was 83 when they spoke before Paro.